B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The verdict in the Lawrence murder trial. Wait until you hear how much it is now going to cost to fix the tea. And the nominees are out for the MTV Movie and TV Awards. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Nipsey Hussle's sister wants custody of his daughter, but his daughter's mom ain't having it.
Leroy has your sports.
Do you know who the potential traitor is in your crew? The Celtics do, and I'll tell you all about it.
But first, Matthew Borges has been found guilty. The 18-year-old was found guilty of first-degree murder and the killing of Lee, Valoria, Paulina in December of 2016 when they were sophomores at Lawrence High School. Borges will be sentenced on July 9th. And even though he was tried as an adult, he was 15 at the time and faces life in prison with the possibility of parole after 30 years because in 2013 it became unconstitutional to sentence a juvenile to life without the possibility of parole. Well, we now know how much it is going to cost to fix the tea. The new number is $10 billion.
Oh, stop it.
Which is almost $3 billion more than 4 years ago.
Okay, hold on a second. Listen, for $10 billion, if that train says arrival at 8:04, it better be there at 8:04, not 8:05, not 8:06. I don't want any sort of delays whatsoever. I don't want any of that bad weather crap. I don't want a crowd pushing me around when I'm trying to get on or off the train. I want an automatic seat waiting for me. And don't even get me started if I even just get a small whiff of piss. $10 billion.
Wait. Even with this new figure,
yeah.
Officials are saying that the tea is still on pace to bring the entire system to a, you know, what they call a state of good repair. By 2032.
Yeah, all right. Kiss my ass. You know what?
I am so gonna... in 12 years, we'll have a great right. ride to work. Yeah. Awesome.
I am going to run for office, and fixing the tea will be first on my agenda.
And the nominees for the 2019 MTV Movie and TV Awards were announced in Avengers Endgame, Game of Thrones, and the Ruth Bader Ginsburg documentary RBG picked up the most nominations with 4 each. And the ones up for Best Movie are going up against Avengers Endgame, BlacKkKlansman, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, Us, and I loved this movie so much. To All the Boys I Loved Before, it was on Netflix.
Yeah. Oh my God, I did see that, Pebbles.
Yeah, how many times have you seen it?
Once.
Now you can't just see it once.
No, I know.
To be a true fan, you've had to have seen it at least 15 times.
See, so. I can't do it. Never mind.
Oh, probably more than that. I love this movie.
Yeah, it's a
good based
movie.
On a really good book. Anyway, so I'll be voting for that, but you can start voting right now at vote.mtv.com. Also, you can vote by DMing at MTV Awards on Twitter and Facebook Messenger, and you can find out the winners Monday, June 17th. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, the hot green-eyed felon and his billionaire fiance are still together, despite what you've been hearing. Remember Jeremy Meeks, the hot felon who he went viral for his mugshot because he was so hot? Mm-hmm. He left his kid's mom and got with billionaire Chloe Green, who he calls the love of his life. Well, he showed up to the Cannes Film Festival yesterday with some hot model, and Chloe has been seen without her engagement ring, so everybody was thinking they broke up. Well, Jeremy had something to say about those rumors. He posted a picture of he and Chloe just 13 hours ago on Instagram with the caption, "We are still very much in love, LOL." I love the LOL that he had to throw in there, too. R. Kelly, so afraid of going back to jail that he's paid up in child support for the next 2 months. His family attorney showed up to court yesterday. He paid over $41,000 to cover June and July's child support payments to his ex-wife. He's been on the hook for over $20,000 a month since January of 2009. Now R. Kelly can focus on the other legal issues hanging over him, like the 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse involving underage girls. And Nipsey Hussle's daughter's mother was in court yesterday fighting to get her daughter back. Now, I told you guys last week how Nipsey's sister, Samantha Smith, was fighting for guardianship of 10-year-old Imani, saying that she would be better raised in her household. Well, a judge denied Samantha's request, saying that Imani's biological mother, Tanisha Foster, had a right to be notified of the request and to fight it. Well, she's fighting it, and she was in court yesterday. And Tanisha said, "I love my daughter, and I'll do whatever it takes to get her back." She is fighting for custody and child support to be paid from Nipsey's estate. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
Chris Sale had a career high 17 strikeouts yesterday, wow. And it was all for nothing. Because the Sox lost to the Rockies in extra innings, 5-4. What a daggone waste. The Bruins, they aren't playing around with anybody at all. They are handling their business. They take down the Hurricanes 2-1, and they take a commanding 3-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. The NBA draft lottery last night went down. The Celtics got picked number 14. Nobody cares. Zion Williamson is the future of the league, right?
Yeah.
And so everybody was trying to see where he's going to go. Man, he is, well, let me not say he's going, but the New Orleans Pelicans got the number one pick.
Really?
Don't nobody want to see New Orleans with the number one pick? I'm a Celtics fan, and I really wanted to see the Knicks actually get it because I thought it would be good for the NBA. You want to see the big city with the big names, but it's not going.
I just don't like the name the Pelicans. Like, who wants to root for a team called the Pelicans?
Nobody. And talking about people not wanting to root for someone, ladies and gentlemen, I am through with Celtic and restricted free agent Terry William Rozier. You know when you get your full name called out, you in trouble. All right? Who I will no longer refer to in his government name during this sports report. Instead, I will refer to him as some of the greatest traders of all time. All right? So he was on First Take yesterday just running his mouth. And old Benedict Arnold was asked, if the same Celtics team returned next season, would you want to come back? And Fredo's response was clear.
Nah, I might have to go. I put up with a lot this year, so I said what I said after the season. I think we all know that. I'm not trying to step into that again.
How was his agent not sitting next to him and putting a muzzle on him while he was talking?
His agent probably quit. I mean,
seriously,
what is going on?
He lost a lot of money.
Yes, this dude is out of control. I would like to say, all right, he was the Judas of the crew, and y'all need to leave Kyrie alone. A lot of people, Kyrie deserves some of the blame, but not all of it, especially after seeing this. This is a mess. This is the sports equivalent of the Red Wedding in Game of Thrones. This is the ultimate betrayal. Goodbye, Terry.
Wow.
Be gone. I'm done with him. Sox and Rockies back at it tonight, and that's your sports.
All right, and leaving you with some good news. I love this. This comes from a viral video guaranteed to make you cry. There's this little boy named Phoenix Swanger. He was in a martial arts class, and he's trying to kick this board in half. This poor kid, he's having a really hard time. He's like falling. Then he starts crying. But then all the other kids in class start cheering his name. They're cheering for Phoenix.
So cute.
No, not penis. So then he's still crying, but he keeps going. He kicks and he kicks, and he finally breaks through the board, and the crowd goes wild. It's amazing, and you can check it out on our Get Up Crew Facebook page. That's your good news, and this report made hot by Planet Fitness. You got this. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.